lip gloss right now.
Do you know I love my Burt's Bees?
Yeah, you did that What's in My Bag episode recently, right?
Yeah, I did.
Was that pretty accurate?
Of like what's in here?
Yeah. I can see the extra gum, so you definitely have that. You have a pair of actual wired headphones. Why don't you own a pair of AirPods?
I'm not an AirPods girl yet. I haven't made that transition.
You like the string.
I don't really use headphones that much.
When do you use them?
Like if I'm on a Zoom call, like on the conference call or something.
Oh, okay.
Like when I run, I use my huge like studio Beats.
What else is in your bag right now, Natalie?
This I have all the time. I had this in the video. This is my face makeup.
Anything new that you've added into your bag that wasn't in the What's in My Bag video? Mm-hmm. Two packs of extra gum. We got the wintergreen and the peppermint.
Somebody sent us this Pokemon card the other day.
Whoa! Wait, that's not Pokemon.
That's Magic the Gathering.
Yeah, that's Magic the Gathering.
Hold on, can you put that down? Can we see that?
Okay, hold on. I feel like I should be wearing gloves.
Dude, Blue Eye, this is the most rare magic card you can get.
I love that Natalie is casually...
A Blue Eyes White Dragon is the most...
This is Magic the Gathering.
Or is that Yu-Gi-Oh?
It's Yu-Gi-Oh.
Yu-Gi-Oh. Blue Eyes White Dragon, Yu-Gi-Oh. Yeah.
Oh.
But no. My brothers would know more about Yu-Gi-Oh.
This is like the Charizard of Yu-Gi-Oh cards.
If you need to pay rent next month, that's your rent check there.
Interesting.
Who gave this to you?
A fan just mailed it to us.
Wow. It looks like a mystic Charizard, like a frozen version of Charizard, or if Charizard was in the Game of Thrones world. Let's look up the value. Can we look up the value on this?
Yeah, because, I'm going to send this to my brothers.
Cards are coming back. Natalie, I actually feel like you could become the Logan Paul of the Yu-Gi-Oh game.
Interesting. You know, I didn't really see that for myself, but maybe. Here I am with my Blue Eyes White Dragon. Yeah. No idea what I'm holding.
So if you're interested in one, will you be willing to trade or accept offers for your Blue Eyes Dragon?
If you want to pay me some serious cash money for this card, just let me know.
I think it is first edition though, Natalie. It says 1996 at the bottom.
Dude, that thing is super legit. I would make sure you keep that in a safe place, Natalie.
What the fuck? I've just had this randomly like sitting in the bottom of my bag for like a week now.
I'm so glad I acknowledged what else is in your bag.
Now, this is the most interesting thing. That's why I pulled it out. I was like, this might be cool.
Did you ever get into any other types of collectibles when you were younger? Were you a Webkinz gal?
I didn't like have a lot of money to like just spend on collecting things, but I did collect. I mean, I had a couple Webkinz for sure. I also liked collecting cars. I had a little car collection of just like mini little cars, miniature cars that I had.
Like
Matchbox?
Matchbox or Hot Wheels?
No, not Hot Wheels.
Or like model cars?
Like model cars.
What are they called?
I only had one that was like a model car that actually had like a base and the name and the year on it and had like the model car like glued to the base.
And would you build it?
No, I just bought it. Or it comes assembled.
Because you can buy like the kits where you like have to paint it.
Right. No, it was not that intense. Okay, that's funny
you brought that up because the other day I just went into a store where they specialize in model cars looking for your car specifically.
Oh.
Well, I was looking for a baby blue Bronco.
Why? For what?
Well, did you take a peek when you walked into the living room?
Oh, you're going to... Wait, I haven't looked at it yet. Have you even looked at it?
Natalie, go take... Can she leave for a quick look at the Christmas Village with your observations?
I mean, I have observed the Instagram stories, yours, and Patricia's, and I've seen the phenomenon.
You've seen that the work in progress, but that is like 75% done.
Really? Already?
Go take a look.
Yes, go take a look. Okay, go take a look. And I wish you could see it at night when I have it plugged in. So right now, Natalie is leaving the room, going to go take a peek at my Christmas village that I've been working on. If you guys do not know, the spirit of Christmas came over me one evening, and I wouldn't say I was possessed. I was just deeply compelled to create a Christmas village, a tiny Christmas one. If you're not familiar with them, it's a big hobby, I think, in kind of the mostly suburban mom world, where you set up a little mini Christmas village, and I decided to do it. Natalie... Okay. She has a big grin on her face. It is now becoming a smile. Natalie, how's it look?
It looks a lot better than it did before. However.
Okay.
Oh, criticism time.
Yes.
Bring it on. You know what? I'm open for it. Bring on my Christmas Village criticism.
You need like a little, you need some like motorized things moving around. Give it a little life.
Great point. Because already tonight, I've been calling around to a few Michaels, the hobby arts and craft shop. Mm-hmm. There is one where I can't do a full-on choo-choo train in my mini Christmas village because there's just not enough space and it would just be a little too robust. And there is one, though, where I kind of want it for the town square. It's a Christmas tree. And there is a little choo-choo train going around the middle with Santa driving it. And the kids are in the back. But it's rotating. I want one of those, and I want some kids ice skating.
Mm-hmm. The kids ice skating is key. That's the cutest.
It's really hard to find, though.
Oh.
But I did splurge big time on an addition to my Christmas village. I spent $200 on one piece.
Wow.
The Frank Lloyd Wright house?
So do you know who Frank Lloyd Wright is?
Of course. I'm from Chicago.
Yes, and he has
so
many
houses.
Is he
a Chicago architect?
He has a lot in Chicago.
Gotcha. Chicago.
Okay. Have you ever seen Falling Waters?
Not in person. Have you?
I have.
Wow.
It's beautiful.
So Frank Lloyd Wright is a notorious architect.
Notorious?
Notorious?
Like he did bad stuff?
No.
No, notorious is
like grandly known.
No.
Notorious is a bad thing?
Yeah, like he's a notorious criminal.
I thought you can say...
Like he's amazing.
Yeah.
Notorious
well,
implies
can
like
I say,
a bad
can
reputation.
Can I imply he's badass?
That's why Notorious B.I.G. is like Notorious B.I.G.
Okay, so I mean notorious in like the cool way, not the bad way. Frank Lloyd Wright has...
We gotta get a dictionary on this table.
Uh-huh. Might as well. Frank Lloyd Wright has built a lot of houses in, the Chicago area, also the L.A. area, and I... geeked out and I looked up a Frank Lloyd Wright mini Christmas village house that he made.
Mm-hmm.
And so I bought it for $200.
Wow.
But I think though it's a gift I'm going to have for the rest of my life, Like it will still look good on a bookshelf.
Oh, sure, yeah.
Are you happy for me, Natalie?
I'm very ecstatic about this Christmas village you're constructing.
You know, I almost got David though to buy a Frank Lloyd Wright house near where are you from again?
Vernon Hills?
Yes. Vernon Hills.
When?
A couple months ago?
He was going to buy a Frank Lloyd Wright.
I sent it to him. It was 10 minutes away or 15 minutes away, I think, from Vernon Hills, mm-hmm. really close to the beach. Frank Lloyd Wright house.
Oh, it's like in Lake Forest, maybe?
I think so.
Okay, that makes sense.
But it was like affordable for David's terms. And I thought it
was
a total steal.
So it was like
steal.
$8 million. Just
massive lawn. Like it was huge. It was. Like, it would be a cool home
to go to
back
in the summer
house.
Or something. Yeah.
It didn't happen.
I mean,
I'm just really excited. I don't know about this. I haven't really felt like I've asked you much.
you just kind of talked
about
it, your own.
But you think I want to get a baby blue Bronco for you. Did you think David, does he have a Hot Wheels Model X?
He does.
He does? He does?
We definitely have one somewhere.
Okay, I'm gonna. Can I go hunt for it after this? Because I've been actually
right now. You want to just come over now and get
know.
It?
I have been on.
Matt, we're filming a podcast right now. Okay, the Christmas fine. Village is a side project.
All right, calm down, Natalie. Thank you so much for coming back to the Hoot and a Half podcast.
Thank you.
Or as one person commented the other day,
a quack and a quarter.
Oh,
do you get it?
No,
it's like another animal sound and another unit of measurement. So it's a hoot and a half, a quack and a quarter.
So like a growl and a gram. Or I thought of this one.
That's cute.
I thought of this one. An oink and an ounce.
All
right. Do you have any? Do you have any you can think of?
Bark and a bit.
Hey! Oh, there we go. Welcome back to Hoot and a Half, Quack and a Quarter, Bark and a Bit,
oink and an ounce.
We're so happy to have you back. Thank you so much for looking at my Christmas village. Do you have any holiday hobbies or like crafts you like to get into? Maybe a food recipe you like to make? Do you like to make puppy chow? Peppermint bark?
No, I'm not really like that kind of person. I'm not a big like holiday cooker so much. Like I'll help like whatever somebody else is cooking, but I don't have like my signature thing that I cook.
Yeah. What's your favorite like Thanksgiving dish?
I always go for like the mashed sweet potato with the brown sugar pecan.
Mm. Like, I'm not a sweet potato fan.
Ugh.
I just always felt like the marshmallows were a little conflicting. I always thought that was kind of the dessert, but it gets paired up with all the main stuff.
Yeah, it's sweet
so
and savory.
Like,
yeah.
Ooh, turkey, green beans, casserole, marshmallows.
Yeah,
on
sweet,
top of
sweet and savory. You get the best of everything.
I feel like that's a dessert, a marshmallow.
But Thanksgiving, all the rules are off the table. You just put everything. Yeah.
Okay. So sweet potato, marshmallows.
Macaroni and cheese is another like great staple.
Yeah. Do you have like traditions then if it's not food that you have around the holidays?
Well, you get out the wishbone and break it with your grandpa.
I don't know. Maybe you got something.
I mean, not really. I mean, I have like my mom's dad was really like he was a really crafty guy and like super like musically talented, like really good with his hands, whatever. And he made my mom this like ceramic Christmas tree that has like, and you cut out little holes so it actually like lights up when you plug it in. And it has on the base of it has everybody in our family's names that he wrote in. So for every Christmas we bring it out and we light it. And then he passed away like a couple years ago. So then we light like the little Jesus candle next to it. And
aww,
a little Christmas tree.
That's adorable.
Yeah. That's and the menorah. And gotta light the menorah too. Course.
Wait, oh, because you're Jewish?
I'm all the above. I'm just celebrating life.
You have some Jewish roots?
Yes, I do.
I've never heard this.
How have you never heard this? This is like...
Natalie has Jewish roots.
Supposedly. I never dug deep to know.
Well, dig deep now. Well,
what is your Jewish heritage?
So my mom's mother remarried to a Jewish man and she converted. So then my mom was going to synagogue. Like she was doing, you know, I don't know, whatever the Jews do. Celebrating all the holidays. And then that's the way I grew up. Like, I mean, I still celebrated Christmas because my mom's O'Connor. Like she's Irish. She's very much like,
yeah,
Catholic.
She doesn't look Jewish.
Yeah, definitely not. But we still saw like we just did everything.
Right.
Yeah.
So you grew up lighting the menorah.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Wow.
I mean, I also lit the Christmas tree at the same time. But
but you got the best of both worlds.
Yeah.
I love Advent calendar chocolate. It's such a tease because you like after you have one, you want the other, but you have to wait till the next day.
It really is a full-time job to celebrate Christmas. This is like you guys have a whole season where Advent calendars, Christmas trees, Christmas village.
All to lead up to one day, you have eight crazy nights.
But we don't have the 3 months leading up to the eight crazy nights. You guys are just, the month of December is like SantaCon, and then
SantaCon.
Although that's actually like a thing too, right? SantaCon, where people dress up like Santa Claus.
What city is it in?
I thought it was every city.
In LA, there's the Santa Monica pub crawl.
Does everyone dress up like Santa Claus?
Santa, and everyone dresses up as Santa, and then you hit up a bunch of bars.
Yes.
Did you do that?
No.
Like in college, you didn't do like a Santa...
Not a Santa crawl. I did bar crawls and stuff, but like... Oh, St. Patrick's Day is huge in Chicago. That's like...
That's where they dye the river green?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we tore it up on St. Patrick's Day. Well, I've been thinking about getting Mike a little Jewish representation in my miniature Christmas village.
I just don't know what to add. You should add a little synagogue. Just throw it right in there.
Well, I've been Googling the little ceramic synagogues and nothing's coming up. So,
well, I'll help you find something. It'll probably be a little bit like differently designed because I don't think that they make.
You know what you should do? You should just get a regular house and get a little menorah sticker and just stick it in the window.
Can I do that?
Yeah, that's all you really have is just a little menorah in the window or like. Mm-hmm. A little dreidel.
All right, I gotta add that to my to-do list. Natalie, still going on the holiday thing, I want to say you had a really nice Halloween costume. You guys pulled off the Powder Puff Girls very, very well.
Thank you.
I heard through the grapevine that like it wasn't gonna happen because Zane worked really, really hard on his devil costume because you guys were doing it.
So we hired somebody, like a custom costumer, to make our Powerpuff Girl costumes because we wanted it to be like perfect and each of us to match and be like, you know, these great epic costumes. And this guy was not cheap, like it was very expensive and it was per costume, and it ended up turning out not the way that we wanted it to turn out. And it's just, we all looked kind of like, you know, space Xenon Z3 alien Powerpuff Girls, not like cute little Powerpuff Girls. So then like the day of, and I texted Zane, I was like, you know what? I don't think we're going to do it anymore. And Zane had his assistant running around, literally cutting out like custom pieces for his costume, like sewing it and like painting it together.
Our house smelled like paint for 3 days.
Yeah.
Because he custom built it.
Oh, he custom built it. Oh, yeah. Devin did an amazing job making this costume, and Zane was so excited about it, but he was devastated when he gets the text from Natalie saying, hey, I think we're not doing it. And I felt so bad for his assistant because his assistant has been multiple trips to Hobby Lobby.
Oh gosh.
But so you guys made it work. Did you just revamp and do different costumes?
Yeah,
or did
so
you kind
we
of adjust?
Like, we took, so Taylor ended up wearing pretty much the whole like fit or whatever, but it was like Ella's and, you know, Taylor looks cute in anything because she's just the cutest, but it was Taylor and Ella's, or my and Ella's costume look a little funky. So we just like found random stuff. Like I think I took stuff from my closet and just put it on.
And just whipped it together.
Yeah.
Okay.
But it worked out.
Well, I think it was, who's calling you?
David's manager.
Do you want to, you can answer it.
It's not a live stream.
Yeah. No, we can edit it, or it could be interesting.
It's not. It's about the brand new.
Oh, well, that brings up our next sponsor. Mike, you know how Halloween's over, right?
Unfortunately, yes.
The spooky season is done.
Yeah, it's past us.
But you know, I'm still always a little bit spooked.
Why?
I'm spooked about break-ins.
Oh, okay.
You know, when the holiday season comes around, break-ins usually are on the rise.
I believe that.
And that's why Simply Safe Home Security is having a humongous sale right now.
Okay, tell me about it.
They are offering a 40% off discount on the Simply Safe Home Security system with a free security camera. Recently, the U.S. News and World Report called it the best home security of 2020.
Oh, that's amazing.
They're the top dogs in the home security game.
Oh, I love to hear that.
We use Simply Safe in our home, and it has helped us tremendously. It has taken such a burden and worry off our shoulders ever since we've had Simply Safe in our home. Whether you're traveling for the holidays or staying put, like you should, check out the 40% off Simply Safe deal with a free security camera. And you're moving into a new place soon, so you better be getting Simply Safe to make sure that home is secure, Mike.
Of course, I'm gonna have Simply Safe in my new home.
You know why I know that you would?
Why?
Because you're a smart guy.
Thanks, Matt. You're a smart guy, too.
And the system has an entire range of sensors and cameras that protect every inch of your home. You can set it up by yourself in less than 30 minutes. It's super easy. And even better, there's no contract, no hidden fees, and no installation cost. So if you guys want to get 40% off the Simply Safe security system, plus a free security camera, go to simplysafe.com/hoot.
Go to simplysafe.com/hoot.
And you better hurry because this deal ends this week, so you don't want to miss out.
Thanks to Simply Safe for sponsoring this episode of Hoot and a Half. Be sure to check them out and support us on this podcast and on with the rest of the episode.
I just
texted my brothers, the Yu-Gi-Oh! Nerds, that card, and they said it looks fake.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
But it's sealed.
It has
those like green backs. You know a card. Oh, Natalie, oh, are you really taking it out? Wait, what? Why did they think it looks fake?
I don't know. I can read it.
Let's call Sam.
That's insane.
Why not?
Okay. Fine.
I think it will sound
interesting. I mean, that kind of makes sense. Like, why would someone just send me a card worth like so much money?
Because it's get him on speaker. Get him near the mic. Let's hear what he has to say. Sam Sheffer, you're on the Hoot and a Half podcast right now. Guest is Natalie. She's bringing in the Blue Eyes White Dragon. You're calling out that it's fake. What's your reasoning behind that?
I don't think that's an original Blue Eyes. Like that's not one from the starter deck or from like the packs.
How do you know?
I remember what it looks like. The art's different. That's a secret rare version, I think, because you see how the whole card is holographic versus just the image is holographic. Like if you have a computer, just put in Blue Eyes White Dragon original and you'll see.
So how much is this worth? Like $8,000?
I have no idea. I'm not a Yu-Gi-Oh! Expert by any means.
All right.
Whoa, okay.
Whoa. Thank you, Sam Sheffer. Wait, Natalie may have something.
Okay, we'll talk to you later.
So this is definitely not a first edition.
It says limited edition 1996, but go on.
Okay, well, I'm looking at a picture of a first edition that is on eBay for $40,000. But it's not, that is not a first edition. It does not look like that.
Darone Sheffer, you're on the Hoot and a Half podcast right now. Natalie has brought in a maybe valuable Yu-Gi-Oh card, the Blue Eyes White Dragon. What do you think you're calling the worth at?
A quick Google search led me to learn that this is a movie promo. I don't think it's super valuable. I think they're going for about like $10.
It's like when the Pokemon movie came out, the movie theaters were giving out those Mewtwo cards. That's exactly what this is.
Oh, okay. Because we looked it up. There was one for $40,000. We got really excited, but
can you imagine?
$40,000 to $4.
All right, we'll talk to you later, Daron.
It's on Amazon for $1.95.
Wait, this exact card?
Yeah.
Then why did they even put it in the case? Natalie, I'm so sorry. What's going through your mind right now?
I'm a little disappointed. Just kidding. I had no idea. I just got it and I was like, oh, cool. I put my purse and then
okay.
Nothing really came of it.
All right.
Well, that's that end.
What'd you have for breakfast this morning, Natalina?
I have like a meal plan that I'm on, like a little like
what
meal
was
prep.
On the plan?
It was a mushroom spinach frittata.
Oh,
you're on like a health kick right now.
Yeah, you're like on like a.
I wouldn't say like everything's healthy. I mean, most of the meals are like under 500 calories.
Okay,
that's kind of like the thing. I don't only eat that though. Like, I definitely still have like a scoop of ice cream
for breakfast.
No, not for breakfast. Oh. Just in general. But I don't really have like a big. Like, I eat breakfast at like 11:30 noon.
So the frittata.
Yes.
What?
Nothing. This is great. I feel like you're a very foodie person, and like your Instagram stories are always popping off with like delicious food.
Uh-huh.
David's always posting food. Taylor's an amazing cook.
Mm-hmm.
What's the Natalie Queen of the Castle breakfast, if you're feeling good.
Oh, it's a weekend. Like my weekend breakfast.
Okay, so that's how you segment it out.
Like, on the weekends, I spend a little more time when it comes to food. Like I usually do, you know, my favorite is the Trader Joe's brioche French toast. Make a little like homemade French toast, some bacon and eggs. That's it.
Classic. Mm-hmm. Very nice. Well, Mike's definitely looking because all Mike has each morning is a bagel.
I don't even eat breakfast most mornings, but
Mike has a bagel slicer. It's like a thing where you put the bagel into. It's like a guillotine for bagels. That's exactly what it is.
Yeah, it's the best way to. You ever like buy a bagel and then you try and cut the bagel, and like if it's an everything bagel, as you're grabbing it, all the seeds are coming off and it makes a big mess. And then you have an extra knife that you have to wash. Like you just get a bagel slicer. It's what they do in all the bagel shops. And
it is very convenient.
When you buy bagels that are not pre-sliced, it keeps them fresher for longer.
Oh, that's right.
So you get a fresher bagel. Living in New York all these years, you learn all the tricks of bagels.
Yeah, I'm good, Natalie. Right. Bring it on. Lay it on me.
Yesterday was one of the biggest days of my life.
Go on.
I just wait for Matt's facial. My God, I cannot speak.
No, it's okay.
I just wait for Matt's facial expressions because I know they're going to be very dramatic. Okay. But, okay, so yesterday, or 2 days ago, David's manager called me and he was like, hey, you know, Halsey's manager called me and was like, she's coming out with a new book, which I already asked Todd for her book for Christmas. And it's like all of her poetry and whatnot that she's been working on. And they want to send one to Natalie. And Jack was like, would you even want that? Like, what is that? And I was like, of course. Like, she is my, like, I love her. I think she's amazing. And so I knew I was getting the book. So I got the gift. And I opened it up. It was great. I posted it on my story. And then later that night, I was like going through my Instagram and I thought that I had clicked on my own, but I was watching. And then I like put two, I was like confused, put two and two together. And it was my Instagram story that she reposted on her story.
Whoa!
And she said, only for you, beauty. And I was like,
wait, she said
she
that.
Wrote more text on
she
top.
She wrote that. She wrote more text on top. It's crazy.
That's cool.
It was really cool.
That she added the text. Mm-hmm. I was about to kind of one up you because I was like, one time Miley Cyrus reshared one of my Instagram stories on her story, but I kind of think it was somebody just working Miley Cyrus's account.
Added the word, and then I like clicked through, and there was like two of her other like really good friends that she reposted. So I was like, I wonder why she reposted. Like, I'm sure there's plenty of people fucking posting about this book right now. And then it gets better. Then David was like, Natalie, do you realize that she followed you too? I have no idea how I even like, I got onto her. I mean, I've been a big, huge fan for like years. Like I've been to her concerts, like all my friends know. When it came on, when my college roommate saw it and she texted me, she was like, oh my God, like, did you see? Cause like all my friends know that like I've been the Halsey fan for years and years and years. And yeah, it was like a big moment. It was like crazy. Cause she was like, it sounds so weird. Cause like, I've always also thought, I was like, I'm probably gonna, what if I like ran into her or something? Cause I feel like we've run into so many people that I never would have ever thought I would run into. And now I have. And so I've always like thought about that, but I've never, ever, ever, I've never seen her in person, never like run into her or anything. Like she's like the one person in LA that I came here and was like,
whoa,
I want to meet this person, but I haven't yet. And then that was like to have that interaction was really cool.
Now you have a great icebreaker when you meet. It'll be about the book.
Are you going to DM her?
Well, if we just take a picture of all three of us right now. Sure. Hey, talking about you and my face, that would actually be the worst thing you could said. That's awesome that you got something that was already on your Christmas list this early.
I know.
What else is on your Christmas wish list?
What else? Oh, I really want this like for my room, this tabletop lighter. I don't know if you've ever seen them. It's like these, like they come like they're like this big and they sit on the tabletop and the bottom is the ashtray so you can like take it off and ash whatever you want. And the top is like almost like a Zippo lighter. You flip it open, the flame just goes.
What you
and
light, Natalie?
Like
you
candles.
Smoking like cigarettes? Like is this like smoking for joints?
Like, I don't know, whatever I feel compelled to. Or it's just like a social thing. Like I feel like it's just a cool thing to have that like looks like on there. If anybody else wants to come in and smoke whatever, so do it. I have
maybe
my lighter
some
ready
incense,
for you.
Light some incense.
Oh, exactly. Anything. A candle, incense.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah. All right.
Mike, what's on your Hanukkah wish list?
Your Hanukkah wish list.
I haven't made one. I don't ever get gifts because
I got you a gift.
Yeah, yes. I don't ask for them though. What's the best gift you've gotten, Natalie?
Well, I got a baby blue Bronco last year for my birthday.
That was pretty cool.
Really tough to top that one.
That was like when that moment happened, I think it was like kind of awkward because we were all sitting around and like thinking like, what's the gift you've always wanted?
I know.
And Natalie's like, I don't know. And we're all like, come on.
Well, that's because he already got me a car. So like I was thinking Bronco in the back of my head, but I was like, it's obviously not a Bronco. Like, it's not my Bronco. Yeah. And I also was like, where the fuck would he get? And I know that if he ever gets somebody their gift, it's exactly to a T what they asked for and what they want, because he wants it to be obviously perfect. And I was like, there's no way he just happened to find a baby blue Bronco 1974, you know, like, right. I was just like, all the pieces were just aligned, and it was literally like an hour away in like Irvine or something that he found it. But yeah, the Bronco's tough to top.
I tried to convince Mike to buy a smart car for a long time. He was pretty close on getting it. Or I was gonna buy it for him.
I can
him.
Only like that's the car that you should get.
A smart car?
Just like you in a smart car would be perfect.
I mean, yeah, it's definitely an upgrade from an electric skateboard, but
for sure. But like just like not a huge upgrade, just like the little touch of an upgrade that would be really funny.
The smallest amount of possible upgrade from one electric vehicle to another.
How much is it? Like 12 grand or something?
Yeah, they're cheaper than that. You can get them for like $5,000.
Really?
It's like pretty much like just a fast golf cart with airbags. Like that's really what a smart car is. But because you were just being like real frugal about them. Like, you need a car though. So if you're going to be the most frugal you can about just having a car to get you from point A to point B, I say get a smart car.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and it's like what, like 50 miles to the gallon?
Yeah, I know. But after living in New York for like 6 years, like having a car seems like a burden. You have insurance, you have to get gas, you have to park it, you have to mm-hmm. get tickets, speeding, accidents. So electric skateboard for me. But I'm probably going to buy a car in the next year.
Which you've been saying for the last year.
Yeah,
so.
I know.
I mean, I'm still Tesla's like the number one dream car.
Of course.
But. Yeah, I'm conflicted. I either want a Land Rover Defender, the 2020, or I want a Tesla Model Y. I was like really set on the Model 3, and I drove Carly's around, and it's so small. I can't fit in it because I'm like,
really?
I'm so big.
It's like he's driving like David's mini Tesla. That's what it's like when he goes in a real run.
Like, I maxed out like the seat and everything and the headroom, and still when I get out, like, I hit my head. I was so bummed that day because I thought it was going to be the moment where I was going to be like, I'm buying this car,
right.
And it wasn't it. But
Model Y is bigger though. It's built on like David's like car frame, but then they just made it a little bit smaller.
I know, but the Land Rover Defender has been my dream car, and it finally came out. But I just don't know. And it looks cool. Teslas, though, I feel like don't excite me that much. But I feel like you can fall in love with the Tesla over and over.
Right.
Because there's all these fun updates.
Mm-hmm.
Moving on.
I'm feeling good today, Matt.
You are?
Yeah, I had a great session with my counselor at BetterHelp today.
That's awesome. And I'm all about that. I'm very into mental health as well.
And I know.
It's very important to have somebody to talk to you, to really help you through tough times. And thanks to BetterHelp, we are being supported by them. BetterHelp makes it super easy to pair you up with a licensed professional therapist online. You can start communicating in less than 48 hours. It's not a crisis line. It's not self-help. It's just a therapy session with a licensed professional.
Done online securely.
And what's really great about BetterHelp is they make it super convenient to find a therapist that fits your needs. So if you give it a shot and you're not really comfortable with the person they set you up with, they make it really convenient to find a person that matches your needs. And these specialists cover a broad range of expertise from depression, anxiety, and grief. BetterHelp makes it easy to match your needs. You can log into your account at any time, message your counselor, and you will receive a timely and thoughtful response from them. And you can also set up times for weekly video or phone chat, so you never have to spend any time in the waiting room like a traditional therapist.
It's more affordable than traditional offline counseling, and they also offer financial aid.
BetterHelp wants you to start living a happier life today. So visit BetterHelp.com/hoot. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P, and Hoot, H-O-O-T, for 10% off your first month of BetterHelp.
Join the over 1 million people who have taken charge of their mental health with professional online counseling. In fact, so many people have been using BetterHelp that they're actually recruiting additional counselors in all 50 states. So go to BetterHelp.com/hoot. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.com/hoot, for 10% off your first month today.
What?
I'm just smelling you.
Oh.
Are you wearing David's perfume right now?
I am, Matt. Thank you for noticing.
It smells really good.
I know.
Like, you can like really tell.
Yeah. It's got a familiar scent to
can
it.
Can you smell
the sandalwood? Or
are you? I'm just kidding. Wait, are you actually wearing it?
No, I'm not.
Say you're wearing it.
I'm not wearing it. Well, I didn't get a bottle. It was only for like Zane. So I think Zane's the only one who's been wearing it.
Yeah, I didn't get one either. I didn't get the whole parade with the. Why don't you show up to my apartment, Weird. Natalie? With it's the Secret Service.
Mike, chill out.
I'm kidding.
It is funny though. Like I was with Joe the other day, like, and I walked past him like as I was going somewhere, like in the house, and I literally stopped. I was like, are you wearing David's perfume? And he's like, yeah, I always wear it. And I was like, oh. And he's like, why? Is that a bad thing? And I was like, no, like it smells great. And I can tell, like I can, it's a very distinguishable.
It's embedded in your head where once you can, I'm really good at picking up like Santal when someone's wearing that, or Alien is another one. But I guess a question I had about when David's whole perfume launch is kind of where did that project come from and where did the inspiration come from?
We were trying to figure out, like we knew that we wanted to make some sort of consumer product and we were trying to figure out like, what it should be. And so we were trying to decide what product David should be the face of, and like time-wise what's feasible and whatnot. And like David came to the conclusion that he wanted to make a perfume, and I guess people thought it was kind of out of left field because it's like, oh, he's just David, like no one's ever seen or heard him talk about a perfume. But he is like a super smell guy. Like he always, like he's the guy that will spray himself in his cologne, whatever it is, like 10 times. And he smells like he walked out of like, I don't even know. Also like when he meets people, like, and he knows their smell, it's like, just, I don't know. It's just one of those like weird random things that he does and, or that he like pays attention to. So then, yeah. So then the perfume kind of came about, and like, we went to New York a couple times. We're developing the scent.
And did you have to go around and smell all these different smells? I mean, it's like...
like in the lab with like French guys and like, oh, this is it.
Yeah. This is this. But like, I bet that like that kind of drives your brain a little nuts, or it's total sensory overload, because after you... it's like wine tasting sometimes. After you start drinking so many different wines, they all kind of start tasting the same.
Yeah.
Did you have to smell like coffee beans in between things to confuse your senses? Or...
yes, they told us, the French told us, that the coffee bean thing is kind of a myth. Like what you should do is just smell your own skin, like, because that's what you're sensitized and what you know.
Oh.
Coffee beans is like another new scent. You should just smell what you're used to, which is yourself or like your clothing or something.
Mm. And that's the coffee beans is a myth. Nordstrom, it's all a hokey pokey.
Yeah, well, there was three different options that we came to. Like we had three different like notes of scent or whatever. And then from those three notes, they developed three scents for each of those notes. And we kind of like combined. And
sugar, spice, and everything nice.
Literally.
Should we do rapid fire round?
What?
Asking Natalie questions.
Natalie, what was meeting Michelle Obama like?
Oh,
Michelle?
Oh, my girl Michelle.
Wait,
yes.
When did you meet Michelle Obama?
On Zoom. What? I posted about it.
Yeah. Come on. She was like talking and Natalie was like.
Oh, I saw. Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, very cool.
Cool.
But yes, I met Michelle. That was like, you know, for a whole voting initiative for her, organization and whatnot. It was cool. She came on, she spoke to everybody for a little bit. There was a lot of people on the call. It wasn't just her
wasn't
and
like
I talking
directly to Natalie.
No. I just made her thing widescreen, so it looked like she was talking to me, but she was not. Yeah.
Well, cool. What's her favorite fall vegetable?
Squash.
No.
Carrot.
No.
Potato.
Oh, turnip.
No.
It's
a sweet potato. My favorite fall vegetable is a sweet potato.
Is that,
and then
is
she
that
also,
a meme?
Then she also does turnip for what?
Oh, that's
that was like a bit of a meme. Sorry, I was just trying to quiz you.
Awkward.
Okay, what is Natalie? What is your favorite word?
Oh,
Those aren't words.
Shoot. I wish I had like a really good answer for this because I know that I have one. Like I know I have a good word. Hoot.
Hoot? Oh, well, it's an honor. Thank you. Hoot is a nice word. It has a nice hoot sound to it. Mike, what's your favorite word?
Yes.
Yes? Mm-hmm. Okay, cool. Mine is copacetic.
Copacetic is a great word.
Yeah, copacetic. It has a nice like sound, nice flow to it. And I also like poop.
I like words that sound like something. Like whoosh.
Like onomatopoeias.
Oh, is that an onomatopoeia?
Yeah.
Oh.
Like onomatopoeia. Yeah. Onomatopoeia. Like bam, wacko.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. Yeah.
That's fun.
So you like onomatopoeias?
Yes, I like onomatopoeias.
Onomatopoeias. Okay, cool. Natalie, what are you not very good at?
Bro, is this like a job interview or what?
Yes, it is for to be the other half. So it's two hoots because we're kicking Todd and Joe out of this. Did you see what they did?
Yeah,
they...
I did. I did see that. What is it?
It's right there. They have a sign over there. Two hoots.
Two hoots.
And I'm pretty sure their faces are photoshopped onto Leo DiCaprio and Brad Pitt.
Oh, is that what it is?
You can't even really tell whose bodies those are, but I can already tell that that's who they photoshopped their bodies onto.
Yeah, so they think that they one-upped us by calling it two hoots because we're just hoot and a half, so we're looking to fill the other half, and then we can be the official two hoots.
Gotcha, gotcha. I don't know, like, impatient? Is that, like, a flaw? Is that what we're looking for? Like, a little character flaw?
So you're bad at being patient.
Yes.
So, okay. So you're good at being impatient, but you're bad at being patient.
No, I'm just impatient.
You're just impatient. Okay. Well, we'll wrap this up.
Thank you.
Natalie, where is your favorite place?
Well, the coolest place I've ever traveled to was Israel. My favorite vacation. Well, that wasn't a vacation. It was actually birthright, but it was kind of like a vacation.
Yeah.
That was my favorite. But my favorite place to like go with my family is probably like my family and I always go to Jackson Hole, Wyoming. That's like our favorite place to go.
Oh, wow. I've never been to Jackson Hole, Wyoming,
it's
but
amazing.
I did do the New York Times crossword the other day.
Mm-hmm.
And Jackson Hole and Wyoming were like a part mm-hmm. two thing. That's my only, and I know that Kanye did his launch there.
Well, they have their like big 1,000-acre ranch
thing.
No. Kanye's ranch is in. It's right by Jackson Hole. It's in Wyoming.
Really? Well, we don't talk about it, but David just gave his love sack to my girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
His love sack.
The love sack that's in David's bedroom.
Oh, the piece of furniture.
Going to be
the beanbag.
Now going to be in Patricia's house.
Wow.
Yeah.
Damn.
Moving on. It found a new life. And I just want to say thank you for putting that out there.
Sure, of course.
And you letting it happen.
Are you... I'm actually moving. I just... signed a lease on a house.
Mike's mad because what, you wanted the love sack?
No, just if there's any furniture there's that you guys are getting rid of.
There's a Chipotle claw machine. I've been actually meaning to hit you up.
Do you want the claw machine?
Well, I just want to go just take a peek around to see if there's anything you guys... There's a lot of stuff in that house, though.
Wait, that would be so tight. Okay. I'm moving December 1st.
Okay.
Is there like a lost and found, though?
I
always feel like, though, there's like a jacket there that I probably would love. Yeah. Another quick question. Did Cardi B copy your dress or did you copy Cardi B's dress? What?
What dress?
Cardi B wore the same dress as you.
When?
You'd never noticed that?
No. What dress?
Cardi B wore like one of your dresses recently. It's like an IMG dress or something. You wore it.
How the hell do you know this?
You were wearing this dress. Here, I'll pull it up.
Yeah,
do you
pull
want
it
me
up.
To?
Pull it up because I don't know what you're talking about.
I thought you knew this.
No.
Oh. Well, on this episode of Who Wore It Best.
Oh my God. I wore the same thing as Cardi B. Cool.
Wait, stop.
I'll put
Cardi
on.
Oh my God,
Natalie,
wait, where
are
you
wearing
seeing...
the same dress when worlds collide. Here what? Is Natalie on the beach wearing this great little number. and then we got Cardi B right here.
Whoa.
Oh my God, let me see. I want to see.
I didn't know you know this. Shout out to the Vlog Squad stands who noticed this. And I thought you had already noticed it.
That's so funny. The top one of the comments is Natalie wears it to the beach while Cardi wears it to the strip club. LOL. That's really funny. Oh, I didn't even know you're in this little Facebook group. That's cute.
Oh, yeah. They're a good Facebook group, though.
That's so funny. No, I had no idea that was a thing.
Wow. So yeah, you. So I think you wore it, and then Cardi B.
I'm sure that she like I had like got it probably 2 months ago or whatnot, and I'm sure that she gets so many things sent to her that she was just like, "Oh, this looks cute," you know, and it just kind of came into the shuffle. Whereas like when I get sent something, I like immediately wear it the next day.
Well, I thought you looked great, Natalie.
Thank you.
Right,
it's really funny.
I love your reaction to it because I thought you were like trying to play it cool, like you actually did steal the look.
Oh,
and
no,
I was
no,
like, oh, no.
No,
you genuinely don't know. So in elementary school, were you ever written up for anything?
Not elementary school. I was written up in high school.
Oh, really? What'd you do in high school?
I got suspended.
Suspended?
Yeah, but it was an in-school suspension, so I just sat in the dean's office all day.
For how many days?
Just one day.
Okay.
It was for the senior prank. I organized the entire senior prank for our class, for our graduating class, because we weren't going to do anything. And then I was like, guys, this is fucked up. We need to be doing a senior prank. We need to make it epic. Because like our, like David and I don't know if you knew this, but like David and I were ahead in charge of the spirit club at our school. So like, I felt like it was my duty as like head of spirit club that I needed to just corral the grade to getting in to do the prank and like school spirit and whatnot. So on the last, second to last day of school, everybody, it's A day. Like we do the countdown, alphabet countdown backwards. So the last day of school is A, which is Army Day. So everyone's already wearing like camo and army stuff. So everyone came at like 6 a.m. to school, and I organized like different people, like groups of people. Like each friend group had a different duty of a different prank. So like one friend group was in charge of like going into the bathrooms with saran wrap and like wrapping the toilets and whatever. There was another group that put like balloons all down the sophomore hallway. Another group that did like solo cups of water up down like both the two main staircases. There was a group that did, they took lunch trays, and we have like all the people that win state championships, they're on a wall next door outside of our gym. And so they took lunch trays and they put like this guy, like, which is not an athletic kid, and they put his face on lunch trays. Like they just taped it and they taped it onto like the faces of like state athlete people. So like, I don't know, just a bunch of like random stuff.
And you were just the mastermind behind all this?
How did you get caught?
You like, we're like running away and all the papers and all the
all the blueprints and the plans.
Like, no! Like, oh, well. No. Look who we have here.
No. So one of the girls in our grade, her mom was one of the deans. So when they found out, whatever, she was like, show me the Facebook group right now. And like, I was the one that was like, all right, kids, 6 a.m. tomorrow. And like organizing everything. So then I got like called down during first period. And I mean, I still have the post on my Instagram, like, because I like somebody wrote on their face, like by third period, like everybody in the school found out that I was like put in suspend. Like it was epic. Like everyone had so much fun. Like it was like our whole class got together and it was this really cool moment. And then by like third period, everyone knew that I was like in school suspension for it. And somebody wrote on their face, hashtag free Natalie. And I literally
by third period.
Free
wow.
Natalie. Yeah. It was a movement.
Yeah. It was a whole movement.
Took over Vernon Hill.
This also sounds like perfect prep work for your future role in David's vlogs of just planning. We need industrial sized toothpaste in the backyard. And
now, were you the only one who had to serve time?
Like, yeah,
was it like you took the blame? You were the Al Capone and just
pretty much. Yeah, I just kind of like, I don't know. I didn't really care either. It was the last day of school. I didn't want to be in class anyway. Like I just sat on my phone, like in the in-school suspension.
It was
place.
The last day of school.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh. Natalie, you were doing anything anyway.
She has a big pick stitch.
Uh-huh. Pick stitch.
The entire charade in the top left corner for the people on YouTube. We'll have a screenshot of it. But for those who are listening, you got balloons. They have streamers all down the hallway, water cups.
Hashtag suspended.
A screenshot that looks like it's from a Snapchat?
From detention. A screenshot from detention that goes, hashtag suspended.
Suspended, throwing the rocker sign. And a girl who's actually wearing hashtag free Natalie
on her face. Wow.
Wow. So funny.
You took that with pride.
Oh yeah, I was so proud.
You could tell you're in the suspension class because there's all the dividers up on the desks, like where they just make you just look into a little boring wall the entire time.
Yeah.
Wow. Well done. Yeah. Can you screenshot that one more time and then we'll text it. And Natalie, did you have fun on quacking a quarter?
Barking a bit.
Oinking an ounce.
Hoot and a half.
Write down below in the comments if you come up with another
animal sound and unit of measurement as a comedic joke.
And we'll share them next time. Natalie, is there anything that you want to plug, promote?
Let's see. We got some really great, amazing merch coming out.
I saw.
There's some Natalie merch coming out.
Get out of here.
Oh, yes. So I'm really excited about it.
Can you tease anything?
Yeah, there's going to be three collections of Natalie stuff, like three sets. One's going to be like this pink sweetheart collection thing that I'm really excited about. It's like this perfect, like fuchsia pink that I really love. And it has like the heart that I always draw my Instagram stories is going to be like embroidered on it. And there's another collection that is, pay me in pasta, which is kind of like just a thing between David and I, like don't pay me money, pay me in pasta. Cause I love pasta, I love carbs, whatever. Right. And like, you know, cliche assistant stuff. That's like a super simple thing. And then the third one is like a love your mother set, like love your mother earth. And it's like an earth with a smiley and like a portion of the portion of the sales are going to go to a little environmental organization or charity. Yeah.
I'll wear one if you want me to.
Yeah, I'll be handing it all out.
Do you have a launch date for it yet?
November 20th.
Okay.
Ooh, how exciting. So guys, be sure to watch out for that. follow Natalie anywhere and everywhere she is on the internet.
And if you're Halsey, you already are following her, so great job.
Hashtag free Natalie. Natalie, thank you so much for coming on.
Of course.
You're the best. Have some happy holidays. And
thank you, guys.
Yeah.
All right. All right. Bye.